Okay, we are in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are about 12, 13 lines from the bottom of the Amud. First word in the line is Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan have a masmich v'ozel al Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Mefarshim, they say over here, Rabbi Yochanan was a Baal Basar, was a large man, and at times needed assistance to walk. So he was leaning on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. The Hoyer Rabbi Eliezer Chamilei. So Rabbi Eliezer saw him. Umitamali Mikamei. So Rabbi Eliezer saw Rabbi Yochanan out in the distance. He saw that Rabbi Yochanan was making his way in his direction. And Rabbi Eliezer decided to hide. He hid. The Omar Halin Tariti Milayu Hadein Bavla Avidbe. So Rabbi Yochanan was upset, meaning as far as Rabbi Yochanan was concerned, he was traveling, he was walking, his Talmud Rabbi Eliezer sees him, and instead of coming over and saying Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amori, he hides. So says Rabbi Yochanan,
I didn't get the rest where we are.
We are on Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're about 13 lines from the bottom, the first word in the line is Rabbi Yochanan. No problem. So we said the story that Rabbi Yochanan was walking and he was supporting himself on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and his Talmud Rabbi Eliezer saw him and he hid. So Rabbi Yochanan was upset. For Amar, Halin Tarti Milayu Hadein Bavla Avidbe. These two things, these two bad things, this Babylonian, Rabbi Eliezer did. Chada Deli Shayel Bishleime. Number one, he wasn't Makdim Shalom. The Hada Mitamer, and number two, he hid as if I've got nothing interesting to tell him. Like, why did he do this? So only Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Kach Nehigin Gavhon, the Zeiri Leishol Bishleimi the Rabbah. Meaning this, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi came to be Mephias Rabbi Yochanan. He can tell, he was able to tell that Rabbi Yochanan was upset, and he said, you should know, this is the Minig in Bavel, this is what they do. Younger Talmidim are not Makdim Shalom. They didn't go over to their Rebbe and say, Shalom Aleichem. Even if you say Rebbe Meir, they don't have the minhag to go over and start inquiring how you're doing. It's not their minhag. The Mishnas Elio at the bottom of the Amud, he says, two lines at the bottom, he says, V'hu mitzad achasidus l'kayim umir rabcha kemer shemayim. Noah Gukain, so with it to show tremendous reverence and covet for the Rebbe, they feel I should go and say, you know, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Aval al pidin shari, avadit mutter to do. Umashik also the brachas that chavzainim adays vaneisin shalom a rabbi, that it's a bad thing. Haynu she'ena oimer shalom alecha rebi umayri, kedepirish rashi sham. But avad if you say shalom alecha rebi, then Avad, you're allowed to do it, but Al Kapanim said Rabbi Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yochanan, don't be upset with him. This is the minhag here in Bavel. This is the era, Lishoyal Bishleima, the rabbah. The small ones don't ask about the well being of the big ones. The Einan, Nahagun, Umekayimin, they are Mekayim, the Pasuk in Eoiv, that the Pasuk says, Ra'uni Na'arim of Nechbo, and that the Na'arim see me and they hide. The Yashishim Kamu Amadu, and only the elders would get up, and so on. This is what Eoiv is saying. So Al Kapanim, that's the reason why he did what he did. He was not trying to Chas Hashem be mezalzel in your covet. So Amar Lei or Amar Lehu, depending on the gear, says so. according to the Mefarshim, Amar Lei, this is Rav Yaakov Bar Idi now trying to change the subject and ask Rabbi Yochanan a shayla. And if you look at the Tiklan Hadatin over here, it's interesting, about eight lines from the bottom. He says, Omri Amar Lameva, Rabbi Yaakov Chaza Beib Rabbi Yochanan Da'adayin Le'kibul Pius Adidei. In other words, he tried to be Mephias him. He saw that he wasn't Mephuyas. And therefore, he tried to change the subject, A. And B, the actual shayla which he's going to ask him, somehow he's hoping will eventually bring about a pius and show that it was actually correct. It was actually correct what Rabbi Eliezer did, that he hid. So again, Rabbi Yaakov Chaza Beib Rabbi Yochanan Da'adayin Le'kibul Pius Adidei V'Oid Nakid Li Belibe, Alablezer, he shiul adover achar. So he kind of tried to change the subject. So that's kind of pasha pshat number one. The gam mitich tshuvas bayzu yilmed Rabbi Yechon mimenu kishaper ovet. So tremendous chachma in what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi is doing. A, he's trying to be mefayasim. He's changing the subject, and he's changing the subject to a shayla, which he's hoping that Rabbi Yechon himself will really think, ah, oh, taka makes sense what he did and so on. So what did he do? So Amalei said to him, Ma'u lemevar kameid adura tzalma. Is one allowed to walk by the tzelem, the adura tzelem? Or some of the years, Arura Tzalma, maybe, because they're trying to be Mekhalo the Tzalam, and they're calling it the cursed, the cursed Tzalam. Or is one allowed to pass by? Are you allowed to pass by this Tzalam? Meaning, okay, can you walk by it? So, Amalei, Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Ma'at Paliglei Yakar. What is this question? Are you allowed to walk by it as if, you know, walking by it is like, you know, somehow a sign of respect, or you have to be fearful of it and have awe and reverence? Like, what is your shayla? Ma'at paligle yakar. Avar kamayu v'sami einoi. Walk by it and poke it in the eye. If you look at the Tiklin Chadatin once again, he explains. Ma'at paligle yakar kalima ma'at kovid tachlik la v'avracha lefanei. You know, what covet are you giving by passing in front of it? Kolemer, b'loy asiyah shum covet, ein b'havara l'chud shum covet. By merely walking by and not tipping your hat or doing anything, there's no respect. You're not giving any respect to it. Ah, so if you're just doing, meaning it's the minig, you're bovel, not to open a mouth and not to say anything. So to pass by the Rebbe and not say anything is actually not respectful at all. Val kofanam Rav Yochanan responded to the Shaila by saying, Ma covered tachlik. There's no covered, there's no asiyas covered, ein bahavar lachud shum covered. The yesh mafarshim, ma at polig yakar, lama at chaylik covered le lilim, b'masha ein at a reitz alavar lefanav, ki ilu at a yarim imena. Adraba, avar lefanav, ubezer tara ki ein ha yarim mipana. But the point is, v'kevin sheheshiv lei Rabbi Yochanan, b'masha ein oiver. Nira kimis yarem imena, what you're like scared to walk in front of it. So therefore he kind of said, so isn't it actually good what Reb Elazar did, because he didn't want to in any way slight your covenant and so on. So that's what he said. So wasn't actually good. Meaning he wouldn't have wanted to have been in a situation where he would have had to have passed by you and not be marked in Shalom, and he wasn't able to because that's not the minig in Bavel, and therefore surely it was the correct thing which he did. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi was successful in quelling the Kepeda of Rabbi Yochanan, at least one out of the two Kepedas. However, Rabbi Yochanan was still upset about something else. The Oid Ovid Habavla. So Rabbi Yochanan was upset. This Rabbi Elazar, he says over my Torah, and he doesn't say it over my name. So we got another reason to be upset with him. So nichesu lefonav Reb Ami Reb Asi. So Reb Ami and Reb Asi tried to placate Rabbi Yochanan. Amrulei, Rebbe. Kach or loy kach hayamaisa bebeis haknesis shol tarsiyim. Wasn't there a story in the Beis HaKnesses of the Tarsiyim, I think it's the silversmiths, Benaga Sheyish Bereshe Glustera? So you had a bolt, and on one side of the bolt it was wide, Reshe Echad Av V'roya Lishchik Beishum, to the extent that it wasn't just a plain plain bolt, but one side of the bolt was thick, was wide, and you could use it, in theory, to crush garlic. So the question is, are you allowed to be metaltal this on Shabbos? What type of halachic status is this? Is a klish machtala isra lehetter and so on? So wasn't there a mice in the Beis HaKnesses shel Tarsiyim menagashish barosh glustera shenechaku Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yosi? They had this animated machlekes ad shekaru sefer Torah v'chamasen, And they were so angry with one another, they ended up ripping the Sefer Torah intentionally with their anger. So as if Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi are telling Rabbi Yochanan, it's not good to kind of, you know, when there's various things which happen in the Beis Medrash, it's not kedai to get upset about it, because, you know, these things happen and so on. That is the nature of Divrei Torah. You shouldn't get angry. Fragdi Gemara, Karu Sal Kedaitach. Is it possible to say that Rabbi Lezner and Rabbi Yehuda would have tore up a Sefer Torah? Ela Shenikra Sefer Torah. But rather what happened is the Sefer Torah was torn. Some explain that the pshat is that, you know, each of them was trying to bring a raya to their pshat. So one is trying to kind of roll the sefer one way, one's trying to roll it the other way. And beini beini, the sefer gets ripped. V'haya sham zaken echad, Rabbi Yisi ben Kismishmoi, Amos mihani im loy haya beis haknesses zeh beis avodah zarah. He said, I'd be amazed if this beis haknesses does not become eventually a beis avodah zarah. Because after all, the Gemara says in the Dharam Kala, Koyeis ki ilu eivad avodah zarah, meaning if someone has cast, the pshat is, the whole world revolves around me. And if my way, if it's not my way, so then the person gets angry. That is the bechina of avodah zarah. So Zakhtav Yosef and Kismi, I would be surprised if this Beis HaMedrash does not become a Beis HaVodah Zarah. Fine, Al Kaponim. So what was Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi trying to do? What were they telling Rabbi Yechon? They were saying, it's not kedai to bear a grudge and to be upset, because you see what can happen. A Beis HaKnesses can turn into a Beis HaVodah Zarah. Rabbi Yechon was not appreciative of their attempts. V'chazar v'amar hachadein Mechavrei, meaning to say, why, if you look at the Tikkun Chatatin, he says about four lines down, Chadei Mechavrei, Kaleimer, Mashi Irakach, Bechaveirim Hu, De Ira, Oma Medamis Lash, Nikoyis Arab Lezashu, Talmidi. Meaning to say, there is a big difference between two Chaveirim, like Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yossi, having a discussion, an argument with one another, which perhaps they shouldn't do. I'm sorry that there's a difference between the way people who are colleagues and contemporaries with one another argue with each other, as opposed to myself getting upset and getting angry with my Talmud. If I want to get angry with my Talmud, I'm entitled to do so if I feel that it is justified, like the Rambam writes, that at times it is correct and befitting. You know, there's some Gemaras which say Leih HaKaptim Melamed, but it also says Zerei Gemara B'Talmidim, that a person at times, if one feels, certainly, you know of certain Rabbanim, that at times they felt it was wholly appropriate to be very sharf with the Talmidim in order to get the Talmidim to feel that this is not a joke, this is not a game. So I'm the Rebbe, Rabbi Lez is the Talmud, and therefore I'm entitled to get angry with him if I feel it's the right thing to do. So the Kitzer, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were not successful at being Mephias Rabbi Yechon. So once again, Nichnas Lefanav Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi came along, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, who was successful the first time in being Mephias Rabbi Yechon. Amalei, and he said the following, Ksiv, Kashir Tziv Hashem, Es Moshe Avdei, Kain, Tziva Moshe es Yehoshua. Just like Hashem was Mitzava Moshe, so too Moshe was Mitzava Yeshua. V'chi kol dibur v'dibur shahaya Yeshua Yeshiv v'derish. Haya oimer kach amra Moshe. I mean, is it shayach to say that every single thing which Yeshua said, is it possible that he, you know, every single thing he's going to say, this is what Moshe said? Ella, Yeshua Yeshiv Derish, V'yedin Akol Shaterish Al Meishehi. Everyone knows when Yeshua was saying Torah, it was Zagnibar Teres Moshe. Av Ata Eliezer Yeshiv V'Derish, Hakol Yedim Shaterish Al Chahi. Meaning, why are you upset? Like, why are you upset? Because Rabbi Lezer didn't say, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, I heard from Rabbi Yechanan. Everyone knows that everything you have to say comes from Rabbi Yechanan. Amar lahen, so Rabbi Yechon turned to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi and said, "Mipnei ma ein aten yoidim laratzes kiven idi chaverenu." Why is it that you, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, don't know how to appease a person like Ben Idi, like Rabbi Yaakov Ben Idi, or Idi, our chaver, that he was successful in being mefayis me twice. If you look at the Karban Eida, two lines down, Cain see the Yeshua, hey the love amikra, shekol masha asa mi pi Moshe asa. Afilu Masha Amistam. Everything which Yeshua did, the pasuk is saying it's he did based on what Moshe told him to do. Shari Yefsha, behold, Dover, Vidover, Shama Yeshua, Amar, Kaf, Amar Moshe. Afilu Ahi Asid Kradimi Pi Moshe Hava. Ela Shahakal Yadim. So everyone knows that whatever he did, whatever he said, came from whatever Yeshua did came from Moshe, whatever Rabbi Eliezer said came from Yeshua, in which case there's no need to be upset. Good. Pregnant Gemara, Rabbi Yehan, Maikuliai. What exactly was Rabbi Yehan? Why was he so upset? Why was Rabbi Yehan so upset that he was makpid, right? The Tikkun says, Lama hikpid kol kach al Rabbi Eliezer shayyem adab mishmei. Why was he so upset? What's the big inyan? Michael Lehi says the Gemara deboy de yemrun shmaita mishmei, because it was important for him that the Gemara was said over in his name. Says the Gemara af David bikish ali rachamim, and on a similar thing, this was something which David also wanted. David also wanted that Torah would be said over in his name. The pasuk says agura ba'al cha'ilamim, that I should live in your ayal forever. So he also David the did David have a half minute? Did he think that he was going to live forever? David I wish that my words should be said over in the Batei Knesiyos and the Batei Midrashos, meaning the Torah of David. He was hopeful that it would be set over in the Batei Knesiyos and the Batei Midrashos.
Are these Torahs something other than Torah?
Say again?
Are these Torahs of David something other than Torah? Because we don't really have many Joshim of David.
The question is it only the Tehillim of David that he's requesting, or is it other Torah of David? I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I believe, the Gemara says, I'm trying to remember the pasuk which is Darshan's, but it quotes a pasuk and it says Shahalacha Kamoise B'chol Makim about David. Halacha Kamoise B'chol Makim. Tev Roi Niska Ra Panim Niska Halacha something Vashem Imoy Shahalacha Kamoise B'chol Makim. In all of the halachic disputes which David had, Halacha Kamoise B'chol Makim. So I don't know. Clearly there were various halachas which he said and various machlekas in which he had. I don't know. Shimon ben Azira b'sheim Rabbi Yitzchak Amar kol Talmud Chacham she'imrim devar halacha mipiv b'ilam hazeh sfasav rechashes imay bekever. So if something is said over, then his lips will move in the kever. His lips will move in the kever. Shnema v'chikev k'yein atoiv, your palate will be like the good wine. David sifse yishanim, that causes this fasayim, the old lips to move. So we say makayme shalanovim zeh kevin shemenich adam etzboi alav. So you've got a cluster of grapes, which are in a container and they're heating up. Once a person places etzba on them, miyad David they move. Av sifse seim shal tzadikim kevin shemim devar alach mipiim. That causes them. So there is a maila to have the lips move in the kever. It says, "Ma hana loy? What hana is there to have sifsei sayin marachshes the kever?" So the Gemara says, "Bar nazira amar kadein shasi kunditin." It is a hana which somehow is compared to someone who drinks yayin kunditin. We'll see the carbonate in a second, but this is a type of spiced wine. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Kehadein the Shasti Hamar Atik. It's like someone who drinks aged wine. Avogav the Shasti Le Tame Bepume. Even though you drank it a while ago, the taste remains. If you look in the in the carbonate, about six, seven lines down, Kunditin, koshal dvash im yayin upilpulin. So it's wine, but there's honey and there is pepper also. Chamata yayin yoshin apple gab shikvar ovres man mash shosa dain tamay befit. The taste remains in his mouth. Uba hopli, these two lashenas as to whether that's like drinking yayin kunditin or just aged wine. So one is wine which has additional spices in it. So mandarma kamanta shasa kunditin but in a nami shasa maisin toivim ba'ilam hazeh. Kamesha yesh bekunditin oid besamim toivim. So a fragrant smell is compared to masam toivim, like when it speaks about the hadas, it's maisin toivim. So in order to have this maila of svasav arechashis bekevar, you need to have done maisim tevim also. Avala miras alach lechud leimahani, merely to just say over the alach leimahani. Madam a commander shasta chamar atik leolam mahani leamiras alach hashius if says of David voice bekevar. So it's sufficient just to say over the as long as you say over the divrei Torah, even if the one was not involved in maisim tevim, that is enough to cause the svasav to be David Reis Pekever and so on. Al Kabbanim Sligamar, the Kitzah said that this Meister with Rabbi Yochanan. It's interesting, we do find other places in Shas that it seems to be that Rabbi Yochanan was Makpid in various places. So here we're saying that Reb Lezer hid from him, so he was Makpid, he wasn't Makpid Shalom, he hid, he didn't say the Torah in his name, and so on. And Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ivi both times was able to be Mephias. Brings over here from the Hakdama of the Shalas and Shuvas Panim Meiras that he's mayor that sometimes we find chiburim and this goes back 350 years the erech that we find sometimes that people would write chiburim without being the first in their name, they would write, and nowadays it's also quite common people write svarim and they don't include their name and so on. He says im mishnas chasidim huzeh. Is it considered to be a pious behavior? And so on. So surely it seems appropriate that it's better to have your name on the sefer, and so on. So he says in order to be mevar this. He says, number one, this Gemara, which we just read or learned, is Tamua, that says Rabbi Yehuda was upset. Meaning, they know who said it, so in theory, if you say over the Dvar Halacha, and it was attributed, in fact, to Rabbi Yehuda, so let Rabbi Yehuda's lips move in the kever. Well, it's only if you say Rabbi Yochanan said, then that will kind of activate and cause his lips to move in the kever. I mean, surely his lips will move either way. The Chiddush Shul Sheimrei Ein Mazkir B'Shem Mi Yekapeh Hashem Scharei Haroiloi, is Hashem going to withhold the rightful reward? V'lo Yiyu Sifseisav Devavis and so on. Uvu Kumei Zar Nechshav Davrezet. It's a very strange thing. He says an interesting thing as to why Rabbi Yochanan was so makpid. He says, "V'nira v'zehaya kavanas Rabbi Yochanan she'ikpid al Reb Lezer shloyam alach mishmay after kamishmay galya mikol makam hashash shalay yikamlu atalmidim alach hazu v'yishtakach hadavar legamrei v'ilu haya oimer mishmay hayu atalmidim mikablim dvarav." Ah, a different story entirely. In other words, if I come along and I say, I've got a nice vart to tell you. Okay, maybe people will listen, maybe they won't listen, maybe they'll remember, maybe they won't remember. But if I say, I heard from an Altayid who heard something from the Chavetz Chaim, and no one's ever heard this before, and I say it over, wow, everyone's going to be listening to that. Or I heard, a psak from Shlomo Zalman, and I'd like to be mefarsh on this psak. Everyone's going to listen to that. So Rabbi Yochanan thought, look, there's a time for anava, and there's a time not to have anava. If by saying divrei Torah in my name, it's going to cause people to listen, to hear, to remember, and to say the Divrei Torah over to others, then you have to say it. Otherwise, they might forget it. And if they might forget it, then it will never be said in anyone's name. Avada zaktapanim eiris, anytime someone says over Divrei Torah, even if they don't mention your name, lachameh ve'esrim sifseis of deva ve'ispekever. Because klapi shmai galya, who's the one who said it, and therefore sifseisav. But it's only if it's said. But if it's never said because it's forgotten, then it's not going to happen. So Rabbi Yochanan was upset. The Blazin never said it in his name because he thought there would be much more gravitas if it would be said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hence his kpeda. That's the way he understands.
So,
I'm sorry?
So
right. You can say something, I can say my turn in your name, but don't say your turn in my name. Yeah. Good. Says the Gemara like this. Regidl Amar, Ha'ayma Shmua B'Shem Imra, Yira Bal Shmua Ki'ilu Eimed Lenegde. If someone is saying over Divrei Torah, B'Shem Amrai, he should visualize the person as if they are standing in front of them. The Chashva line over here in the Karban Eidah. He says, if you visualize your Rebbe standing there, you will say it correctly. The Iker Halimud mi Rabbi Bereis Panim. The Iker Limud the Rabbi is Bereis Panim. When you can see the face, that's what he says. And therefore, Zakhtav Gidl on 8 Sahim Eshmu Bishem Emre, Yira Baal Shmu Ki Ilu Eimid Lenegde. You should visualize that he is there. Shenemer as Ach Betzelamis Halech Ish. Good. Ksiv Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chazdei. So the Pasuk says like this. It says initially, Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chazdei V'Ish Emunim Mi Yimtza. So the first part of the pasuk we're going to dash of it speaking when it says Rav Adam, it's referring to like Rav Adam. Rav Adam are Kere Ish Chazdei, and Chesed sometimes refers to Torah. So we say Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chazdei is the Shar Kol Adam. That they say over Divrei Torah, but they're not necessarily so careful to say it over B'Shem Amrei. Whereas the Ish Emunim Miyim, so who will find the Ish Emunim, Zeh Rebbe Zeira, Dam Rebbe Zeira, he was very careful, he was very makbid about saying things over B'Shem Omrei. So a raya to the fact that Rabbi Zeira was very careful about the source of where the Divrei Torah comes to make sure that it's accurate is, he said the following. He said, Lesnan tzrichin hashashin el shmaitzi d'rosheshis dehu gavra mefatcha. So we'll see the Karban Eidah in a second, but the way the Karban Eidah is going to learn this Gemara is that Rabbi Zeira was saying you don't need to worry about the Divrei Torah, which Rosh Sheshis says, because he is, so to speak, his eyes are open, in a euphemistic term, in a euphemistic language, meaning his eyes are closed, he's blind. If he's blind, he was never able to see the Rebbe, and who knows, you know, how, you know, the level of accuracy of the Divrei Torah of Rav Sheshis, meaning I hold it super important to make sure that things are done accurately instead of accurately, and so on. So look at the Karban Eidah, he says, Du gavra mefatra, she'enov stuma, his eyes are closed. Look at Meshach and Stuma Saginar, kakarne se mefatra lashin pasuach. So what's the pshat? The kaven she'eno yachol lirais ha'anashim she'shememi p'yem, he's never able to see his Rebbe's. The Efshur, Shema Ina Shachrina, who Tayyab Tzvias Kala, maybe made a mistake. So, Kim Perish B'Yish Mafashim, for Linira, Kim and Jinnah Raya Ina Yachal Chavan Advarim, Sharei Efshur Leila Omra Ki Ilu Bala Shmua Oymed Lenegde, Shrei Le Ra'a Yusema Oyla Melkach In Simch Malav Bezeh. He's never able to visualize the person standing in front of him, which is something which we said you should always try to do. Other Mafashim say, we're not saying something a disparaging comment about the validity and the credibility of the Torah of Rav Sheshis. We're saying fakaret. He's actually saying there's no chashashis, there's no sveikas whatsoever on the shmaitz of Rav Sheshis. He is someone with open eyes, meaning he granted he's blind, but he's such a bucky and he knows everything, you know, Balpay knows everything, klar, there's no hashashas. And you know by me, Rabbi Zeira, I'm someone who's very, very makpid to ensure that the source is accurate. And Zalzvissim, when it comes to Sheshis, Hagam, that he's not able to see, but he's nevertheless a Gavra Mefatl. That's a sum learned. Amr Lei Rabbi Zeira Le Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Asi, Chakim Rabbi Lebar Pasya. Da'at Arme Shmaitim Ishmei. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Asi, are you so bakant in the Torah of Bar Pasya that you're saying over Shmu is in his name? Like, yeah, did you hear it firsthand and you're sure about it? Amalei Rabbi Yechanan Amra Mishmei. He said, no, but Rabbi Yechanan said it over in his name, and I can rely on the accuracy of the transmission of Rabbi Yechanan. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Larabasi, Hakim Rebbe, Larav, Ta'at Amra Shmaitse Mishmei. Once again, you see the Rabbi Zeira was very careful to assess and to find out if the source was genuine. So, an Amr Lei, Ravada Brava, Amra Mishmei. Ravada Brava said it over Mishim Rav, and therefore I can rely on the transmission, the Mesera of Ravada Brava. Ein Darish, Ein Bay Leitzanin. Kedurishal David, or some say like it means even in the Dar of David. Some say it's like, you know, there was tremendous Leitzanis in that Dar. Ein Darish, Ein Bay Leitzanin. Kedurishal David. Ma Hayu Perutse Hadar Oisin. Interesting lashon. The Prutzi Hadar, what do they do? They would kind of go and have a calculated discussion next to David's window, as if they just happened to be schmoozing by his window. As if they were just schmoozing. Ah, when is it? When are we going to build the Beis HaMikdash already? They know that I'm not able to build a Beis HaMikdash. I need to die first. And in essence, what they're saying is, when you're going to die already, because once you die, it's possible for us to build a bayis. So even though I know they're saying this to chepra me and so on, yovo alai, meaning it should come upon me. I'm cursing myself out. Im lo yaisi sameach b'divreiem. Unless I was genuinely filled with happiness, meaning I was happy when they said Beis Hashem Nelech, so I was happy with what they said. Good. Now the pasuk says, so it's saying about the reference to the amount of days that David will live. The pasuk continues. So, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu David, Yomim Shleimim Ani Mayne Lecha, Vela Yomim Chaserim. You will have full days. I'm gonna fill your days till the very end. Klum Shleimay Bincha Yivane Beis Hamikdash Ela LaHakriv Karbanis Tibor. Meaning, what's the function of the binyan habayis? What's the reason why he's going to do it? Is to be makriv karbonis. Argus is karbonis tibor. The goyim takes out karbonis tibor just to be makriv karbonis. Chaviv olai tztako mishpat she'ata oisa yoisim in hakarbon. Shneva asat tztako mishpat nivchal Hashem mizevach. So someone who does tztako mishpat is more chaviv in the eyes of Hashem, more so than someone who is makriv karbonis. And therefore, I'm going to make sure you have your 70 full years, because what you're doing is more chaviv than the hakravas karbanis of Shleimai. Hadron Loch Mitzarfon Shkolim. Good. Zag the Mishnah Baiter. So, Bishlei Shaprakim Vishana Tarmina Salishka. So, we mentioned before this din, that three times a year they would be Terim the Lishka. The Gemara at one stage thought that maybe the reason why this was done was because the shkolim, which would come from various places in Chutz La'aretz, would trickle in at different times, and not all of it would arrive by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and some would arrive only later on, and therefore they had to be terim several times, The Gemara said, no, it could very well be, could very well be that the people lived in Chutz La'aretz, the people who lived in Chutz La'aretz, actually at the beginning of the winter, they would send in the Shkalim. So why were they Turim three times? To do mitzvahs b'pumbi, they did things b'farhesya, and so on. That's how the Gemara was masik. So b'shleisha brachim b'shana, tarmen asalishka, they did this three times. The praise at Pesach, the praise to Atzeres, the praise at Chag. Now we know that praise means half, right? Praise means a slice, praise means half. We're going to see in the Gemara exactly what this means. It says three times a year they did it, but praise. We'll see exactly what this means in the Gemara. Praise at Pesach, praise at Atzeres, praise at Chag. The Heim Granis Shomaisa Beima. These also happen to be the same time with which they would tithe the Maisa Behema. Meaning we know that at different times of the year, as we're going to see in the Sugya, one needed to be mafrish, a tenth of one's animal, of one's animals, for Maisa Behema. And there's three grunas. I mean, the word gurun is really like a threshing floor, which isn't really relevant to animals, but I think it's more just like a borrowed language. It's like a particular time which was done for Maisa Behema, in Garonish or Maisa Behema, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So, we mentioned three times a year they would be Terim Dalishka, Praisa Pazach, Praisa Tez, Praisa Chag. These also happen to be the same times when they are cut off times for Maisa Behema, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. We'll see. Benazir Emer, Be'esrim, Betisha, Be'adar, on the 29th of Adar, Be'echav, Be'sivan, on the 1st of Sivan, Be'esrim, Betisha, Be'av, on the 29th of Av, Rav Lazar, Be'shimon, Emremeh, Be'echav, Be'nissen, Be'echav, Be'sivan, Be'chavtes, Be'elo. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara different days why. V'lo, Ma'amra, Be'chavtes, Be'elo, V'lo, Amra, Be'echav, Be'tishrei. Why on the 29th of Elo? Why not on the 1st of Tishri to make it 14 days before, just like 14 days before Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and make it on the 1st of Tishrei, 14 days before? Why don't we do that? There it is, because the 1st of Tishrei, Mameshu Yom Tov, V'yashal Asa, the Yom Tov, V'fika Chitimu, V'chav Tes V'Elo. Let's take a look at just one Tikkun Chazitin over here. It's in the second line of his Pirush on the Mishnah. The Ein Gronis Lamaisa Behema, She'elu Hazmanim, Kavu Chachamim Lamaisa Behema, Is Shinoldu, Lagabi what din, Le Sarva Achila Ad Shiyaser. Meaning, there's no din of Teva when it comes to one's animals. Let's say a person's got loads of animals, and in a particular mating season, they go and they give birth, and now he's got even more animals. Okay, there's a din of Maisa Behema, but we don't say that it's Tevel, or the new animals are Tevel until you're Maisa them. That we don't say. But there's a din Derabanan, which basically says that we do say that. And now the time has come. Now you need to first go ahead and take Maisa. So he says, Shelo Azmanim Kavu Chachamim LaMaisa Behemais Shenol Du Lester Ba'achila Ad Shiyaser. So these are going to be times when they said, okay, you need to now go ahead and be mafresh Maisa Behema. Fine. So Amar B'Yavayu Kol Hein Detaninen Pras Palga. So the Lashon of Pras is a Lashon of Palga. Palga de lamed yom, and it's half of the 30 days, koidim lamayid, shedarshim behilchaysav. In other words, being that there's a din of shleishim yom, koidim achag, shoylin vadarshim behilchasachag, so in that we're saying, price, abasach, price this, price that, half of the 30-day period with which you have to start to be shoylin derish, that is the time we say, b'shleishim fokim b'shem, terminus alishka, 15 days before the various Yomim Tevim. Some Paiskim Amadaik from this Gemara, we know it says in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, it says Shelam Adashim Hilchas Achag and so on. And there is a Shaila as to does it only apply to Pesach, Nefeshi Hilchasav Merubin, or does it apply to other Yamim Tevim also? The simple reading of this Gemara is that when we say Prois Pesach, Prois Atzeres, and Prois Hag, what's the Lashon of Prois? It's half of the Lamed Yom Kodim Lamayit Shadoshim Mehel Chaysav, which seems to imply that it goes in all of the Regalim. And there are those who say it definitely does not apply to Shavuos because there are no halachas whatsoever for Shavuos. Some say maybe it applies also to Sukkot. Some say it only applies to Pesach, and so on. Al-Kabon, that is a lashon of praise. Now we said that these are this time of 15 days before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. This is also the time where there is halachic significance legabi the din ma'aseh be'ema. That up until that time, a person is allowed to shecht and eat the animals. From that time onwards, one has to first take maisa. So the Gemara is going to now get into this. What's special about this time? It is Pirkei Leida. Says the Tikkun Hatatin. Pirkei Leida, habachayreis yoldeis lifnei Pesach, ba'amuchareis kodem atzeres, so, you know, different animals, the conception will be at a similar, at a particular time of year. The earlier ones would give birth just before Pesach. The ones which were a little bit later would give birth just before Shavuos, which isn't such a big gap. But there are those who only give birth sometime between Shavuos and Sukkot. So because there are different times throughout the year, different mating seasons, and so on, so that is the reason why they made these three zman. That is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tanchum, Bar Chia B'Shem, Shimon Levi, Kedei Shetia HaBeima Mitzuya La'Oile Regalim. No. I mean, it seems very clear. What, 15 days before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, surely the din ma'aseh behema must be related to the actual regel itself. So what's the pshat? So it should be shetia behema mitzuya la'olei regalim, says the Tiklin Chazatin. The kevan the ein goyran ma'aseh behema ad the praise of regalim, because being that the time of ma'aseh behema is going to be 15 days before the actual regel itself, so umashi inish Behemton ad oisizman. This way, people would kind of hold on and keep their animals until that time. They would take meiser at the particular time. Why? This way, when they'd go up to Yerushalayim, they would go up with the Maisa. The Maisa Behema was Kachim Kalim, and it's Nechol Labailim in Yerushalayim. A person can be Yoitzis Simchas Yomtiv. You know, with a person would go up to Yerushalayim, and we know that Bizman Shabbesim and Mishkayim Ein Simcha Ella Bebosser. Nowadays, we have to make do with wine. And someone like myself who doesn't like wine is really stuck, you know. But Bizman Shabbesim and Mishkayim, they would need plenty of animals. So they dafka did it, they orchestrated it in a zman when you would have animals to take up. That is the second reason.
Why would you just rely on supply and demand?
I'm sorry?
Just to rely on supply and demand. If I want to sell, I'll make sure I have my animals ready for the people who come over to book it. Why does the home have to make a date for that?
Well, the question is, I'm sorry again, you're saying why not? But again, everyone, let's say there's lots of people, there's lots of cattle farmers who've got their cattle. Now, Chazal are trying to come up with the best possible time to facilitate that those cattle farmers, when anyway they're going to be going up, they're going to be Ola Regel, they will have livestock with them with which to be Yetzim, Simchas Regel. So therefore they said, take Ma'aseh Behema 15 days before. This way, you'll to Ma'aseh Behema, you take up to Yerushalayim, you've got your meat, you can have your meat and eat it too, right? You've got it all there ready. It's just it's a very good way of ensuring you've got the meat there.
So it's their own behemoths. It's not
their
for
own.
Selling off.
No, it's their own. It's their own animals. Now that is Rabbi Achan Tam Chambar Chia B'Shem Shvelei. Finally, we have Rabbi Yudin Shlo Yovo Lidei Bal Ta'acher. Now, I'll tell you why they said it should be done in close proximity to the regel, in order to ensure that people will not be over on Baal Ta'acher. Meaning there is, or there's a din Baal Ta'acher also on Ma'aseh Behem, if you look at the last words on the page of the Tikkun Chadat in Baal Ta'acher, Shegam al Ma'aseh Behem, Ma'ayverim al Baal Ta'acher, Kidda Shinim Barosh Hashanah, Lekach Tiknu, Sheyaser Samuch Lerego, Beyavil Yerushalayim Ba'aleisil Lerego. Now, there's a din of Leisa Acher L'Shalmai, the various Nadarim and Adavis and Hekdeshis and various things which you're supposed to bring. Leisa Acher L'Shalmai, and therefore that's the reason why they did it. Good. Tamon Taninim. We learned over there in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Rav Meir, Aymer Be'echad Be'elo, Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Be'im. On Rosh Chodesh Elo, it is the Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Be'im. Rav Blazer B'Shimon Aymer Be'echad Be'tishri. Meaning to say like this. So we're discussing the din of Ma'aser Behema. Just like when it comes to Ma'aser Zroyim and Ma'aser Peiros, there's a din that you can only take Ma'aser from the crop, the fruit, which grew in that year. So there is a cutoff point. What is considered to be the new year, Legabe, the Tvua, Legabe, the Peiros. So too, Legabe Ma'aser Behema, there's a similar din. When is considered to be the new year? So a lot of it has to do with when is the mating season and when do the animals give birth, and then now it's considered to be like already a new cycle, a new time, and so on. And yes, you have to take Ma'aser, but the animals which were born at one time cannot necessarily be nichnas l'dir lis aser yachad, because they're born in different years and so on. So Tamon Tanin Rav Meir Aymer Be'echad Be'elo Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aseh Behema. Rav Elazar Shimon says Be'echad B'Tishrei. Ben Azai seems to be the Ben Azai is unsure as to whether or not El was considered to be the ones born in El is considered to be a new point or not. So therefore Ben Azai says Ha'elulim Misasrim B'fnei Atzman. And the animals born in El, they are their own thing, and therefore they take Ma'aseh by themselves. Amar Rav Chuna. Time of the Rabbi Meir, what's Pshat in Rabbi Meir? Ad kan hein mismatzeis leled min hayishonis, mikan ve'elech hein maschiles leled min hachadoshes. So let's maybe take a look at the Tiklin Chadatin over here. Let's see. He says, Ha'eluliyim oisim shenolgu be'el ein misasin loyim b'nei tishri v'loyim b'nei av kedem farish time on the commandment. We're going to say that Ben Azeh was mesupik. Which sheet is correct, and the Gemara is going to say it's not that he was mesupik between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon were Talmidim of Ben Azai, and surely Ben Azai would have been able to be Machriya between his Talmidim, but rather he was unsure because Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael also argued these dates, and because of them that they were at least chaverim of Ben Azeh, if not Rebbe's or Talmud Chavers, we're going to see. So because of the suffix, he says, let all the ones in Elo take Ma'aseh separately. So he says, what's the reason of Reb Meir? Ad kan mismatzeis ad Elo nimshich sheyoldes achreines meha mu'ubareis kaidim nisim tibur shalei medakeh chadashim. So that is the mating season. Usually they become pregnant sometime in the month of Adar. So Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, it's 5 months. So already by Elul, that's going to be the cutoff point, because we can assume that sometime in the month of Adar they were born. So Adar, Nisan, Iyar, conceived sometime in Adar, thank you. And therefore by Rosh Chodesh Elul, they will have been born. The ones which come afterwards are from the new period, the new year, and so on. Rabbi Yosi Barbun b'shem Rav Chuna, time of the Blazer of Shimon, that they say Tishrei. So they do this based on the pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says Lov Shucharim Hatzayin Elu Habechiros, and as the Karban Eda and the Tikkun Chadin explain, it's referring to the animals becoming pregnant. That refers to the Bechiras, the ones who conceived early. The Amokim Ya'atfu Bar, also it's a mashal to conception, Eloha Feles. That's referring to the ones who became pregnant and conceived the following month. So both in Elul and in Elul, in the last 2 months of the year, in Av and Elul, they are all go into the deer together, because the pasuk continues and says Yisroyu af yashiru, meaning elu ve'elu nichnasim ladir lehis aser. So let's see one tikkun chatzin over here. Yes, so it says like this: elu ve'elu darish yisroyu elashin reim, meaning their friends. Meaning, love shukara matzoin, there's certain animals which conceived early. Amokim ya'atfu bar, they're the ones who conceived later on, and both of them are friends. Both of them, we're calling friends, Yisra'u, Lashon Reim, the Yashiru, Lashon Meiser. So we're changing the shin to a sin, the Yashiru, Lashon Meiser, Kamoy, Yashiru, Shnasu, Reim, Lichnei Sladir, Yachad Lezaser. So the pshat in Reb Lezer of Shimon, who says the Echad B'Tishrei is considered to be the cutoff point. It's meaning even the ones which conceived in the month of Elul, that also is considered part of the previous cycle, the previous year, and only from Tishrei onwards is it considered to be a new cutoff point, because we see from the pasuk that both the ones which conceived early and the ones which conceived later on, they are Reim, they are friends, and they go into the deer together, Lehis Aster, and so on. Elu Beilu Nechnas Ladir, Lehis Aster. Amr Ben Azai, Hoyl Ve'elu Oimim Kach, Ve'elu Oimim Kach, Yu'elulim Is Asrim Bivnei Atzmon. So, Poshup Shat to this stage is, Ben Azai is saying, I'm not sure which one's right. I don't know if Rabbi Meir is right, or if Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon is right. And therefore, maybe Elul is a cutoff point, maybe it's not. The safest thing to do is say that the animals which are born in Elul, let them be misaser bifnei atzman. Okay, sad. Noilad loy, take off the bays, heba av. Five animals were born. And av, heba elah, heba tishrei, ein mitzdarfin. They're not going to be mitzdarif. Noilad loy, the heba tishrei, the heba av, hare elah mitzdarfin. But the ones which are born in Elul, that's considered to be a separate count, and so on. Let's just see if we can finish a couple of lines. The Gemara asks, so Ben Azai machri al divri talmidov, also, meaning Ben Azai is saying, well, Rabbi Meir says like this, and Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon says like this, so I'm not sure what to do. Well, you're not able to be machri amongst your talmidim and say which one is right. Is the cutoff point like Rabbi Meir said, Echad be'Elul, is the cutoff point like Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon said, Echad be'Tishri, they're your talmidim, surely you should be able to be machri. So Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Shekein Nechlekel Alea, Avos Ha'olam. No, it's because there were others who disagreed with Ben Azai. The reason why he's Mesupik is not because of Rabbi Meir, of Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who is Talmidim, but it's because the Avos Ha'olam were Chaylik on him. Man, Ninu, Avos Ha'olam, who are the Avos Ha'olam, were Chaylik. Tana Biena Kumei Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva. Meaning they also had a machlokes as to what is considered to be the cutoff point legabe Maisa Behema. So because they were Mesupik, therefore he said, because Eilu, the Eilu, right, as in Rabbi Yishmael says like this, and Rabbi Kiva says like that, therefore we will say that Ha'eluliyim will be misaster by themselves. Now the Gemara just is Medaic. From the way that Ben Azai refers to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel by saying Eilu the Eilu, so Zag the Gemara Zaysimeres Ben Azai Chaver Vitalmid Haya and the Rabbi Akiva, right? He was both the Chaver and the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Ein Tema Rabbi is by Nash Amal Rabbi Hol the Eilu Amar Kach the Eilu Amar Kach, meaning even though he seems to have been a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, but he was a Talmud Chaver. Because if he was just a Talmud, there's no way he would refer to his Rebbe's statement and just say, oh, he says like this, he says like that. You would say, my Rebbe says like this, my Rebbe says like that. Elamai, from the fact that he was able to say Eilu ve'Eilu, it must be that he was already achieved a certain halachic status of being a Talmud Chavar, and so on. That is one Rai, that he was a Talmud Chavar. Rabbi Avin, Mishim, Rabbi Shmuel, Barab Yitzhak, Shama La Min Hadah, he says we can prove it from the following. Omri Ben Azai, Alachalukin, Anu mitzdaron elishabasa lachlik aleinu es hashiv yoyna. Zaysamer has been azai chavar v'tamet havalur b'kiva. Ein tema rabbi is banash amal rabbi elishabasa lachlik aleinu es hashiv yoyna. Meaning Rabbi Kiva says that there is an additional machlekes beishame beisilel. Zok ben Azai, it's not enough that the number of arguments that we have between beishame and beisilel, but you, instead of saying belashin kovad mar, but you are coming to make more machlekesim. So from the fact that he didn't refer to Rabbi Kiva in third person, alamai must be a raya that he was a talmud chaver. Okay.
What time is it tomorrow?
We'll do 6:20 again.